Navigating Cybersecurity Challenges in African Transport and Logistics, November 17, 2023. The African transport and logistics sector embraces technologies readily, but these technologies do not necessarily come without risks. The transport and logistics sector in Africa is a rapid adopter of industrial automation, embracing technologies such as the Internet of Things, IoT, and operational technologies, OT, to enhance efficiency. These advancements, however, have been achieved over the course of a well-documented history of cybersecurity vulnerabilities that still demand attention, cautions Ben de Klerk, Eastern Cape branch manager at leading hybrid ICT systems integrator and managed services provider Datacentrix. The rapid development and deployment of new technologies are also often associated with limited protocols governing their use, and this poses its own set of risks, he adds. The complex landscape of cybersecurity risk. The local transport and logistics industry relies heavily on the smooth flow of goods across a complex network of multiple entities, from suppliers and manufacturers to distributors and retailers, de Klerk explains. This intricate supply chain structure is highly vulnerable to cyber threats, as attackers can exploit any particular point in the supply chain. Moreover, the industry's reliance on IoT and OT devices, such as sensors, GPS trackers, and automated control systems, introduces new potential vulnerabilities. De Klerk maintains that this is a serious security challenge within the sector, as these sensors often lack robust built-in security features. This vulnerability opens the door to cyber attacks that can disrupt operations, compromise data, and lead to costly downtime. Another area of great concern to OT security leaders within the transport and logistics industries is the risk of unwitting, unaware, or malicious insider threats, he says. Addressing security challenges. In order to mitigate these risks and bolster cybersecurity, advises de Klerk, organizations within the transport and logistics sector should look at adopting a comprehensive approach that combines technical, personnel, and policy-based measures. Ideally, this should include identifying and prioritizing assets. Start by identifying and categorizing OT assets based on their importance to the business. This prioritization helps focus security efforts on critical assets first. Safeguarding devices. Secure all IoT and OT devices by implementing encryption, firewalls, access controls, and regular patch management to prevent attacks and costly associated downtime. Securing supply chain and remote access. Establish secure supply chain access protocols to ensure that only authorized personnel have access to critical systems. Implement robust authentication mechanisms for remote access. Undertaking regular security assessments. Conduct routine security assessments to identify vulnerabilities and take corrective action before they occur. Assess the effectiveness of security measures and proactively address potential weaknesses. Establishing employee training. Employees can be a significant source of vulnerability in any organization, so it is essential that they are educated on cybersecurity best practices to enhance their awareness of potential threats and empower them to respond effectively. Putting robust cybersecurity policies in place. Develop and implement strong OT cybersecurity policies and processes, with continuous monitoring and a disaster recovery plan to ensure business continuity. As the African transport and logistics sector continues its digital transformation, securing OT and industrial control systems is of paramount importance. By adopting a multifaceted cybersecurity strategy, including risk assessment, device security, employee training, and policy development, organizations within this space can navigate these challenges and safeguard their operations in this dynamic industry, de Klerk concludes. More information on Datacentrix's cybersecurity services is available here.